Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattlesnake, Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Baby boys, we're back. It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez, Real Ass Dude, Puerto Rican Rattlesnake. I am the Joan Jett of Comedy, the artist formerly known as the Howard Stern of MMA Radio, the common denominator, the ultimate minority. I am your God. Bow down to me. Pray to me. Suck my cock. If I was God, I would make all of my minions suck my fucking cock. Every morning.
I picture actual
like every
minions.
Person on Earth.
Minions.
Yeah, just like the little yellow guys.
Yeah, I would actually, that's what I would do. I would have made all people minions. And then I fucking put my cock right in his little mouth. Actually, a minion would be really fun to fuck.
It would be like a fleshlight. Yeah,
it's like a little fleshlight pill boy.
I wonder if they'd live.
You say you want to go to heaven.
Fuck them to death.
Yeah, you fuck them, but they die immediately.
Do their eyes pop out like a stress doll?
Yeah, like they can't take it, really.
There's got to be minion porn, please, Shannon. Let's see some minion porn while I introduce our guest. As always, international superstar Zach D'Amico is here. What's up, kid?
How you doing, buddy?
What's up, motherfucker?
I feel good, man.
Let's go. We're getting crazy today. I don't know why. Is that just my headphones? I'm hearing that fucking shubalakas.
I hear it, too.
The wow, 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 wow. You hear that shit? Are they hearing
that? Tom Morello in the headphones.
Oh, yeah, I know. Went in. Damn it. I try to do a Tom Morello.
That's what it is.
That's what it is, yeah.
It's always the cord.
Yeah, that's Tom Morello. It was Tom Morello.
Hey, that is the Tom Morello move.
Yeah. What happens if I play the cord?
Yeah.
This is music.
Yeah.
You think that's bothering people listening right now?
moderately. The chat's lighting up.
Hold on, ref, we're your ref.
Let's get the Jewish rattlesnake on the mic.
Winking, 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 wow.
Hey, Danny, it's the opposite. It's very like pro big bank.
Yes.
Citigroup, Bank of America.
Invest in Dogecoin.
Yeah, I'll do what you tell me. Yeah, I'll do what you tell me.
No, that one's they'll do what I tell them. You'll do what I tell you. You guys will do what I tell you.
So, look, we have an incredible show planned today. It's still doing it. Fuck, you know, make it not like that, Joey, and test it next time. Irish Joe's about to get the fucking wrath of the Puerto Rican rattlesnake. I'll fucking whip you, you white bitch. My fucking dick. I like having a white
slave. Turn up the interest rates. Nah, fuck it. Turn them down.
Nah, fuck it. Turn them down.
We are the only gods.
Shit.
Yeah, that's good.
Can I say something?
I mean,
he didn't even have headphones in. He did it better than me.
Yeah,
he just
yeah.
guessed.
He knows what's
he
up.
Guessed.
He knows what's up.
Holy shit.
Give that man a demotion.
I love it.
I like the roadie energy that Joey brings to the show.
No.
Dylan would come in, try to do bits, make faces.
Yeah,
he's
for
just
sure.
Fucking,
that's such roadie energy.
Yeah, yeah.
He's just fucking real quick. Yeah. Nobody notices. Putting Lewis's mic stand back up.
It's guy picking up the tennis ball energy.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. The net boy.
Yeah, I would say Irish Joey was meant to be touring with Slayer, just carrying somebody else's bass equipment. That was what he was put on Earth to do, but somehow he ends up being here.
Telling a chick at the bar after, you like that sound? I tuned that.
Yeah. Yeah, Joey.
See when his strap broke middle of the song and then I replaced it?
That Joey, you should be a gatekeeper to getting the fuck Disturbed. You should be the guy that you have to blow first. A fucking skinny roadie.
I know a band that the drum tech, he was like their drum tech for 2 months. Pretty popular band. And then the drummer was like, be in Hollywood and they got in a big fight band played arenas, and then they upgraded the drum tech to the actual drummer. So it does happen.
Oh, yeah, I'm
that's
sure.
That's the dream.
The ultimate.
Every roadie tells that story.
Yeah, that's literally like, you're like, yeah, I was a caddy. Now I play on the PGA Tour. You're like, what the fuck?
I'm sure, you know what's funny? I'm sure this happens very, very often, because I've heard about it throughout the years of being a heavy metal fan. But very often, I'm sure, somebody in the band gets sick, and then the drum tech, roadie, whoever it is that helps, they know all the songs.
Only guy
that
knows the tunes.
Yeah, they fucking fill in probably all the time. And that is the single greatest moment of their life, is getting to pretend to be another dude one night.
No, afterwards is the single greatest movie of the night, when they get to talk to a girl as the guy in the band.
Wasn't there someone in the Misfits who that, I think I heard, like, that basically happened, where they're like, someone didn't show up or was like super loaded, and then they just like...
There's been 55.
I know, but there was someone like one
so
of the. I know.
So many.
I remember I was like seeing something, and it's like the guy was like, "Yeah," and then like someone got way too drunk, and then I was just like in the band.
That's awesome. Well, it wasn't. Who was it? They made the movie about it.
Rockstar.
Yeah, Rockstar was based off of. Was it Judas Priest?
Feel like it was.
Yeah, where they had a fan. They'd like.
Yeah, it was Judas Priest, because Tim Owens replaced Rob Halford.
Yeah, and he was like, was it an Asian guy? What was the one with
the Asian?
Journey.
The karaoke guy from Philippines, right?
Well, Neil Peart was originally Rush's accountant, so I don't know if you guys know that.
Isn't that fucked up, though? Like, I can't respect the fact that they brought that Asian guy into the band. I'm not racist, but I hate it. I hate it so much.
It's like a karaoke dude in the Philippines.
It's infuriating. I don't care that he's the best guy for the job. It should be a white man. It should be an old white guy. You can't bring in a fucking 20-year-old Brazilian drummer. All of a sudden,
I mean, at least a drummer you can dash or stash in the back.
There's an epidemic of people putting their sons in the band now.
But Asian is such an extreme move. You're like, what are you doing here? Like, what are you going for? Like, you're changing the entire fucking thing.
That he looks so weird with the rest of the band.
Well, was this a reality show deal?
No.
Found him like online. He was so good.
He was the number one Journey cover band, and they were just like, you can just be him now.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
It is a different thing.
It's a different thing.
Asian singer is cool, but it's a different band
it's
now.
It's not just the music, guys. There's the whole thing. There's a fucking Asian guy up front. I mean, that's wild. Like, what am I watching right now?
Yeah, if you just came in and replaced Zach with Asian Zach,
that would be fucking crazy. Just a sumo wrestler sitting there just eating sushi. Oh, God. Let's hear him sing. I would love to hear him.
I finally just took it in my own hands and I said, I'm going to go on the internet. So I went on to YouTube.
I went on DoorDash. This guy showed up in 20 minutes.
My arms up, I stumbled upon one video of his. And so I went, wow.
Whoa. That's from karaoke?
Yeah, from karaoke.
That's the dream. That's the real dream.
You know, you're looking.
They pay me $6 per week to be here. I'm very happy.
It's going to be tricky.
Yeah, they should.
The album notes say lead singer / laundry.
I'm not even a fan of Journey, and I want to burn down their trailer. It's infuriating. It's a goddamn atrocity.
He was working at a gay rub and tug when they came in. We want you to join the band. He goes, I got my I have a job.
Oh, shit, dude.
So you are auditioning.
Oh, he talks like that too? No way.
Come on.
So you would like to be on Journey?
Man, from sitting on a milk crate smoking a cigarette to playing in front of 20,000 people in one day.
I gotta be honest with you, this guy's in the running for real ass dude of the day right now. he did it. That's wild. I would like to be in your band.
You're like the fucking, you work at whatever DHS and they're like, you're reading his visa application. They go, you're gonna be in Journey? Like, that's the application. Goes, yeah, we want to bring this guy over from the Philippines to be in Journey.
You're like, what?
I'm going to be lead singer of Journey. That is fucking wild. That is one of the greatest stories ever for him. That should be a movie. That's a way better movie than the fucking Rockstar movie.
I bet it is in the Philippines.
Yeah. Yeah, but then even that, right? You could make that into a movie, because then you'd have to have an Asian lead. And who's going to see that? That's crazy.
Hey, does that work? I was thinking that, because they always say that the Asian people, it's because of the Asian market. Do people in China not like Asian leads?
Yeah, they don't.
Is that true?
That's why it's always like some kung fu movie, and then it's like it's like Tom Cruise is like the Last Samurai, because they're like...
Well, he's Asian, isn't he?
No, he's just very short.
Oh, okay. No, because they're like, they like, you know, white people there. It's like, it's why they're all into skin color shit.
Did you watch Mortal Kombat?
No, did you?
I did with my son and Max, Robert Kelly's son.
Good?
3 minutes in, I'm like, okay, this is definitely too violent. Because it's not like, it was no more violent than any other fucking movie where they
I put it
people.
On, and the second they put the sword in the guy's head and pulled it out, I just pictured James and Max sitting there.
They have like an internal scope that goes into his brain, and you get to see it like coming out. It's like, every time they punch you, like they would spit blood, but they would show like this close-up of thick, deep, dark red blood.
Yeah.
I remember one point, like 4 minutes in the movie, I look over at Max and James, and they both look just like uneasy. They're like, what is this?
Yeah, right after we got
it's
out.
Like, it's like gore porn.
Yeah.
Right after we got out from watching it, I read a quote from the director. He was like, yeah, we're about a hair away from NC-17 on this. Like,
oh, yeah.
I sent it back a few times.
I saw the first one when I was a kid, and that was like,
this
that
is,
was like a PG-13.
That was PG-13.
Yeah, this is like nothing, right? This really took advantage.
It, no, and it was cool. Look, it wasn't that. It wasn't that. It was just violence, and they did get into the movie. They really liked it. The story was super easy to follow. The fucking fight scenes were some of the coolest fight scenes I've seen in any movie.
Yeah, people are complaining about it. Like, dude, it's a fucking video game movie.
What are they
What video
about?
Game movie is fucking deep?
Yeah. Where's the love story?
Yeah.
Look, it was a little campy, but
it's what you wanted.
Oh, it's going to be campy.
I was annoyed, right? Because at one point, like, Kano kills a guy, and he's like, Kano wins.
Yeah, they speak
says
it on
it
the
about
line.
Himself.
Oh, really?
I saw
the trailer,
Shang
and they
Tsung's
did.
Like, finish him.
Yeah, they did get over here, and they wanted people in the theater to be cheering, basically.
It's campy, but when I said it, and I was like, I didn't like that, my sister was like, what are you talking about? She was like, I'd be furious if they didn't put those things in the movie, and I was like, you're kind of right.
They have no choice.
You have to. It wouldn't be Mortal Kombat without those things. So Scorpion was fucking really cool.
No, sometimes they all do it where they squeak it in something else, like he's got a tattoo that says, you know,
they were very like on the nose.
One of that ever is in the X-Men movie where he goes, I'm the Juggernaut, bitch. It was so out of place and terrible.
No, in the X-Men movie,
I love a bad catchphrase that doesn't work.
Terrible.
What's her name that got fappening?
Who?
Scarlett Johansson?
No, the other one.
Mark Portnoy?
Is it Jennifer Lawrence?
Jennifer Lawrence, yeah. In the X-Men movie. I think it was her, right? She was like,
oh,
like,
that is.
With all the ass kicking that we're doing around here, maybe we should change the name to X-Women.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, it was brutal.
Maybe XXX-Women.
I mean, holy shit, dude, can somebody kill this whore?
I wonder if that was her. She's like, she goes, I have like some ideas on how I want to do this line. They go,
I want.
She goes, I want to say X-Women. They go, okay.
I wanted Magneto to draw all of the iron out of her period blood in that moment
and stab her with
it. And kill her with the fucking bullet he makes from it. You bitch, you make me sick. So yeah, that Mortal Kombat was cool. It was definitely gory and violent. It was the most. I mean, now that's all they can say. Both kids, they call their moms like, "Mom, we watched a rated R movie. It was crazy. You should have seen Sub-Zero made a knife out of blood and he stabbed." Dude, it was one of the
that
coolest,
actually sounds pretty cool.
One of the coolest things I've ever seen in a movie. So Sub-Zero hits the guy and the blood pours out of his mouth, and then he freezes the blood in midair
kills
in the shape
the
of
blood.
A knife and stabs him in the neck in one movement. So he's like. It's.
But they also kill a kid in the first 2 minutes.
Oh yeah, they kill a baby.
Yeah,
kill a baby.
Well, he's like five.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Come on.
Is that for the storyline? Like, does that
more or less
sell off? Yeah, yeah. Like, or does that pay off in the end?
Spoiler.
Like,
they're trying to make it hotter.
It was cool though. I actually dug it.
And it's just like
it.
The whole premise is they go to like the tournament, essentially.
They don't even get to the tournament.
Oh, no, they don't even get to
it's
oh,
a tournament.
So there's a second one.
It's
that's
a tournament.
Next one.
It's a tournament to save Earth. And basically, the bad guys have decided to start taking out the fucking good gotcha. Guys.
Because the original one was a tournament, right? And they do the tournament.
Well, then
yeah, like, they're going to drag it out.
Then they made me fucking download Mortal Kombat the game. So now we're fucking playing Mortal Kombat the game. And I'm destroying these punk ass 7-year-olds. I mean, domination, because the foundation is still there.
Yeah, yeah, downright still... A, fucking Sub-Zero.
Yeah, dude.
You remember all the moves.
Back, forward, get over here. Like, dude, it's like that. And then I got my phone so I can look up fatalities. So I'm literally, I mean, the fatalities now are so gory. So I freeze him, I fucking pull his spine out of his body, I snap in half. These kids are literally crying.
Did you get Rambo and Terminator?
No, I didn't get 11, I got 10. Because I didn't want to spend $60 on it if they didn't like the game. Yeah, so I bought Mortal Kombat 10. But it had Predator, Jason.
Jason and Leatherface.
But dude, at one point, Max was doing the fucking thing with Jason, where he just kept on doing the same move over and over again, and he got me in a corner, and I almost cried.
You're just pissed.
The frustration. I was like, dude, I brought
you
him back
a child
to being
again, right?
10
yeah.
and having Chun Li kick me in the head in the corner over and
By
over
By the way,
and
that
over
was
again.
Also a joke in the movie, the fucking leg sweep.
Yeah.
When they're training, he just keeps leg sweeping him like you would do if you were a little kid playing the game.
Oh, really? Like just pressing the leg sweep button.
It was cool, though. I fucking dug it. And then what I did was without the kids, I don't know how I got here. But Joey, I told Joey to pull up this video. I watched this video in its entirety.
Oh, the one you posted yesterday?
The one I posted on Twitter.
I fucking watched the entire thing.
Entire thing, right?
I couldn't turn it off.
So what I'm going to pull the video up for a second, okay? So, all right, you know, it's a cattle kill shot compilation. We could have probably just...
Is this from Cambodia at all?
I don't think so.
Because I went to Cambodia and they let you shoot rocket launchers. You can pay to shoot a rocket launcher.
Oh, yeah, Nate Bargatze's got a joke about that.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
hilarious.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So basically, the point of the video, I think, is this guy's proving that you don't need, like, the factories to kill cows, that this is a more humane, peaceful way to do it.
I think people pay him to come out to their farms and kill their cows in a humane way, right? He fucking puts a bullet right between their eyes or whatever it is. I don't know what he's shooting at them. But the first...
Moo. Hey.
hey. Hey. Moo. Hey. Pause it for a second. I'm having the same reaction I had the first time, which is at first I was like, wow, that's fucking disturbing.
Yeah, it's like...
Then by the third cow, I was like, this is interesting.
I mean, there's an element where, like, if you eat beef, like, you know...
Then by the sixth cow... I start maniacally laughing.
The funny one, this one where it's two cows, the other cow watches it go down and go, what happened to him? And then just keeps eating.
Yeah.
Some things you need to pull away from this video is cows are fucking retarded.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, cows are the dumbest. Oh, watch, keep the video on. Oh, I didn't say turn it off.
They go to a shot, like they not this guy's point of view, and he's literally got a giant gun pointing it at the cow a foot away from them. And they're like, hey, friend.
Hello. Now, I don't inherently find this funny, but what happens, I've watched this entire 9-minute video already. I've become desensitized. We're going to watch both Danny and Ryan become desensitized to this. I think so.
I was pretty desensitized out of the gate. It's crazy when you see people desensitized to the really aggressive one. You see a guy just going through the motions like he's working on an assembly line. He's like slitting the throat. Yeah. The blood's everywhere. Oh, yeah. Ripping
it's crazy.
The legs up.
This guy, he puts him down with one fucking bullet. Hey, watch.
It seems like if you missed, that'd be a nightmare, though.
Oh, I'm sure
he should get in close,
like,
yeah. This is the...
He's closer than you think.
You didn't see the blooper reel.
Yeah. See, look how fucking close he is.
Dude. Aw.
Oh, no, he missed.
That one kind of makes me sad.
Oh, this one with the hair made me sad because it's so cute. He looks like a mod.
That's not a cow. That's someone's
so
mom.
Is it this guy's farm? This is his farm?
No, he just goes to other farms, does him a favor.
No, hey, get off my land. What did I tell you? Stop killing my goddamn cows.
Just for his YouTube channel.
He's got a GoPro on his head.
He's got a necklace of
Sorry.
Cows.
All right, I'll go. It's more humane. They're milk cows.
4 minutes into this video, it started becoming, and I mean this, satisfyingly peaceful to me.
He does not seem that close.
Can we get the Benny Hill music over top of this?
No, it's not that, Danny. This is my new Main Street. This is my new, when I'm angry or in a bad mood, I'm going to put this on. Look at this dumb cow right here.
He needed something wholesome after Mortal Kombat.
Look at this dumb cow.
Oh, there is music behind it.
No, this is Main Street.
Oh.
Hell yeah. Trying to get my career. Oh, he rolls, look. Like he's on fire.
Rolling.
There we go. This is fucked up. I this does nothing to me emotionally.
Oh,
I would, you gotta get this guy to, you gotta get him. Wait, on. Because I would be curious what this guy's like.
He's just covered in black paint.
Like,
I'm ready to
like
kill.
He doesn't blink once for the episode. He's like, can you blink one time?
Hey, what you doing there, buddy?
Wait, look, hey, he's coming over.
Yeah, I got something for you.
They're coming right for us.
Is that a treat? I would love a treat right now. Dude, it would only be the only thing that would make this funnier is if the gun was shaped like a carrot.
Is that the deal? He goes to, they people hire him to go do this.
I think
and then
so.
He films
this
it?
Video, I think, is his like showing what, that it's a more humane
but he, that's
way
what
to
he's
do
saying.
It.
Like he's yeah. trying to prove a point here. He's not
that like, you don't got to do like the sledgehammer.
He's not just trying to get subs for the fucking YouTube channel.
Well, I think he is just trying to get subs for the YouTube channel. But he, the point that he does say it is like this is a more humane way to do it because what they do is normally. What do they do?
They're on like an assembly line fucking crying.
For No Country for Old Men or whatever. It's like they put the bolt. It's like it's.
Yeah, but they're in a line.
They're in a line.
They're watching like
they're well, but isn't that a convenience thing? Because now you got to go pick up a fucking 2-ton cow in the middle of a field. Like
that does sound like a pain in the ass.
Yeah, dude. It's like you they're just scattered all over and you got to pick them up versus like assembly line and they're just like kind of part of the assembly
it's
line.
It's a whole fucking to-do. Yeah, I watched Alone. I watched a guy take apart a moose with a fucking pocket knife.
Pocket knife?
Took him all day. It was crazy. It was bonkers. First of all, he shot this moose with a fucking bow and arrow. Then he tracked the moose for like 7 hours.
Yeah.
I didn't realize the commitment that it would take.
Oh, it's crazy.
That's fucking wild, dude. I'd hit the moose, and then I'd be like, all right, it's gone. And then it would slowly die out by itself. I'm not tracking a moose for 7 hours. And then he came in with a little knife and took it apart.
Yeah, get all the meat or whatever. And then you probably have to like leave it there and then get like... get a way to go get it because it's like you know if you're
yeah he had,
in
a
the forest,
he had to transport like 2 miles
yeah you gotta like you can't just take meat. Yeah so it's like you gotta go get like a truck and bring it in
no
and,
he had no truck
oh so he how many times did he how many
dude,
trips
it
did
was,
he make
it was a 2-day process to kill track disassemble and move a moose to his
yeah.
campsite
yeah for sure
it was crazy dude it was crazy and he could have just quit at any time it was a
could've
TV
just
show
bought that moose meat on joerogan.com
he could have pretty easily probably .net
yeah
to be honest. Yeah, that is my new Shannon. Every time I'm in a bad mood, I need Main Street playing with that video. Shannon, calm the fuck down. What is your problem? What is your problem right now?
I don't love it. I don't like to see animals getting killed.
Those dumb cows.
Yeah.
Those stupid animals. Fucking cows.
But look, you see like the fear, like after they see their friends getting shot.
No, they were shocked.
They forget about it in 6 seconds. Well, yeah, they're like, oh, look, more grass.
They're dead in six
they're
seconds.
They're cows. They're stupid cows.
I don't like it. I found a slaughterhouse if you want to see the difference.
Ooh, let's see. Let's see what the difference.
Yeah, I bet this is way scarier for the cow.
Yeah, if you don't
it's
like,
just Leatherface with a chainsaw. Let's go. Aww.
Where they chain them by two
yeah,
legs.
See, this seems way worse.
The bottom then drops.
And that also looks like a way less healthy.
To plunge to the kill floor.
Oh, no. Shannon, see how much worse this is,
yeah,
you
this
stupid bitch.
It's all terrible. Yeah, this seems way worse. Legs.
Oh! Oh no!
Yeah, I bet at this point this cow's like, you know what? I'm gonna have.
Please,
I'm gonna have
a bullet
day.
To the head, please, somebody. To the
floor. Yeah, see, in this scenario.
Using the devil's fork.
The devil's fork is even called something awful. Using their
throats. Yeah, this should make.
No, Shannon. What the fuck would you show me that for? The fuck is wrong with you, you fucking psycho? That's not Main Street. That's not peaceful. Really?
That's how Jews butcher. That's how, that, no, that's how actually how they make kosher food is they have to like slice. Yeah, see, they have to like slice the throat and then let it bleed out. Meat
exported to oh my God, my awful Jew girlfriend. That use evil methods. All right, I don't want
to. Same place. With halal, they have to literally like bleed the cow because the blood can spoil the meat or whatever. So it's like,
oh my God, Shannon,
and they bleed it out.
He's alive still, you fucking psycho.
Yeah.
You're
God damn it.
Because he's
now turn on the fucking Benny Hill music, obviously.
Every time
what
I
the fuck
see...
is wrong with you, Shannon? Rewind it and turn on the fucking Benny Hill music.
Wait,
it's the only fucking solution.
Can I suggest a different song?
Sure.
Let me clear my throat.
yeah, whenever that shit comes on for
fuck,
like a week,
Shannon.
I don't eat burgers.
The fuck is wrong with you?
Definitely not having one for lunch.
It is better. It does make it better. Oh, why are they all bleeding out like that? Why?
You know the worst part too is they charge more for this. This is more expensive meat.
Why?
Because they had to fucking torture.
Why? It hurts so much. That's disgusting. There's so much blood. God, Jews are awful people. I'll say it. I'll say it right now. Jews are awful people, and Chinese people should not be in the lead menning heavy metal bands. All right, stop it. They are dancing, though. Look. I mean, if you want to be honest, the cows are dancing. This is fucked.
Never eating kosher beef ever again.
Unending grimeness in the racist live chat says, anyone else hard?
You think they'll ever be like, you know how you could get like grass-fed beef? That you could be like fucking sniper-shotted burgers? Like, we're just like, yeah, this burger.
I bet this
cow was killed with a sniper shot to the head.
I bet certain packaging does say humanely killed.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure.
Crazy, because, yeah, like, kosher is legit. You're like, oh, that's like pretty inhumane.
That's why. I mean, I have to have a conversation with my Jewess.
Yeah, it's fucked.
I must fucking contact her and her family right now. I was like, what is wrong with you people? Jewish Jake Gomez.
It's basically like they've been doing it for, you know, that's probably the best way to do it 3,000 years ago. And then now it's just like a legit racket. Yeah, and they're like, all right, we just keep going.
You just describe religion, by the way.
Yeah, I know. Oh, yeah.
This is all.
Dude, you know, like Coke is like kosher, right? And it's like basically all they do is some rabbi's gig is he goes and he blesses the Coke
he
back.
Shoves this into a cow's ass. Each can is shoved forcefully into a cow's ass and extracted from his throat.
He just gets paid a bunch of money to go into the factory, and he blesses the factory as kosher.
He spits baby dick blood.
Basically.
Patooey.
That's one of those
into a spittoon.
They don't have that much power, and they're like, look at your Coke can.
Yeah.
take a look at your Coke can.
Pepsi, on the other hand. Based Pepsi, not kosher.
Oh, yeah? What, or is Pepsi...
I was like, dude, I went to like Jewish school, and they were like... No, it's like literally like you keep all the kosher kids were like, yeah, we can't have Pepsi, only Coke.
Really?
Yeah, because Pepsi didn't fucking give in to the kosher mob.
What a good job being that rabbi.
It's the easiest gig in the world. You go there, you talk for 2 minutes, you get paid probably like thousands of dollars.
Did you
like,
go into the factory and you just bless all
but
of
like,
it?
But like, we're just technically supposed to do like a butcher shop. It's like you got
to
like meticulously like go through all the stuff, but in a Coke factory, you're like, there's no fucking pork coming.
One rabbi,
that's what it is. He goes, let me just fucking do this. All right, we're good for 6 months. And
abracadabra, fucking.
Basically, he gives him like a fucking stamp. He goes, all right. He goes, this Coke's kosher.
Yada, yada, yada. Expelliarmus, let's go. Get some brunch. You guys ready?
Yeah,
I... that is very, very disturbing the way that the...
I like the sniper guy better.
Yeah, sniper guy ruled. Shannon now, say? How much better is that, Shannon?
I don't like...
Are you a vegetarian?
I'm vegan.
Oh, she's vegan, yeah.
I don't like either of it. You can just eat fake meat.
Yeah.
Or not meat.
It's not there yet, but and once
Shannon,
it's there,
what about lab-grown meat when there's no animal involved?
I don't
Because that
think,
will be coming up.
Yeah, I don't think I will eat that, but I think it's definitely a better option.
Yeah.
Than killing animals.
That's Shannon, they're coming with that soon.
Shannon, will you eat my meat?
Tim Hortons was going hard.
Hell yeah. I'm the owner of this company.
No, they were going hard being like, oh, we have the Impossible Burgers the same. I tried it. And I go, this tastes like cardboard. This is terrible. It's
not- I've never had an Impossible Burger. Oh, those weird
things. Some of the Impossible Burgers are good, but the certain restaurants, they go, oh, we replaced it. It's exactly the same.
Tim Hortons, highly overrated. Tim Hortons,
so overrated.
Sucks. Dip.
Everything about Tim Hortons is overrated, other than it's just like in Canada, it's this institution. But
it should just be called not Dunkin'
Donuts.
Last
time I went back to Canada, I was like, you know what? I walked by Tim Hortons, I'm like, I'm going to get a bagel. I'm like, this is like the worst fucking bagel I've ever eaten.
Are all Coke products kosher?
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah. And all Pepsi is not.
Like Dasani water is kosher.
Yeah.
Yeah, they bless.
Dude, if you start looking for it,
it's holy Jewish water.
They were baptized
in it. If you start looking
it.
For it, you're going to be like, all this stuff is kosher. And you're like, what the fuck? What does it say?
It's wild. And Tim Hortons.
You look closely
Maybe
at the Pepsi.
Maybe this isn't kosher. Did they get rid of it?
Shannon, Google it. Is Coke kosher?
You know
I think
what?
They have kosher Coke. I've seen
You know
that.
What? Maybe this isn't anymore. Maybe they stopped fucking paying for it. You know what? Maybe they said
so
fuck that.
So all Coke products bottled in Mexico, including all of their brands such as Sprite and Fanta. So all the ones in Sprite. From...
You know what? Actually,
Danny showed me this before, and I looked and it had the K.
You know what? It did. I wonder if Coke has fucking been like, you know what?
It has a K.
They're cutting it out of the budget.
Pepsi. Coke's maybe gone full Palestine.
Yeah.
Pepsi has 3 Ks. Can we be introduced to our new intern as well, which
sure.
We have not been? And can you find out if she's Jewish real quick?
Are you Jewish?
Talking a lot
she's
of
not.
Shit.
Man, the Jews are probably not. Like, if you're like, just love Diet Coke, and one day you're like, God. What the fuck? You're like, I can't drink Diet Coke anymore?
So this is Natalie, our new
Natalie.
Manager.
What's up, Natalie?
Hello.
How are you?
Good.
Natalie has been here. She's been observing. It's, I feel like...
Is this her first day?
Is this your first day doing anything?
What's that?
Is this your first day doing anything?
Yeah.
And we're already with the cat. The cow killing on the first day.
I wanted to test Natalie. I wanted to make sure that she's okay with.
Welcome to Gas Digital. Step 1: cow killing and anti-Semitism.
Yeah, anything after this will be like Piece of cake.
Oh, this is the most hardcore parkour show on the network. Don't you worry about that. You're not everything else is gonna seem like it's a fucking toddlers.
No. On SDR they let the animals on mic.
So Natalie, we're very happy to have you on the show. How often is Natalie gonna be on the show?
He put me on your show Mondays and Wednesdays.
Nice. I like it. Natalie, now, has Shannon given you any sort of warnings about the type of sexual harassment that you might have to endure being a part of this show? She didn't? We've broken Shannon. Nice. She doesn't even warn the other women anymore.
Come in. It's safe
she's
in here.
She's like a collaborator now.
She's like the girl at the beginning of Hostel. You come to party with us.
Yeah, you have to, like, listen to me. I'm personally not going to sexually harass you until I know that you're cool. But... just so you know, this is a fucking crazy environment. Are you prepared for this, Natalie?
I am. One of the things that I think it was Bobby said when the one I interviewed was like, oh, it's kind of, these aren't his exact words, but edgy humor, but no one's going to like touch you or anything. Like
that. Shannon?
It's not true.
Shannon?
Not true.
Shannon?
I get touched 3 times a week.
Shannon, I barely touch you. I rub your shoulder sometimes and I smell your hair. Yes. And you need to fucking chill. And I do it when there's people in the room and when there's people not in the room as well, because I feel like that's a funnier bit. Like, if I do it when nobody's around, that's a hilarious bit. She's like, Lewis, no one's here. I'm like, right? Isn't that a funny bit?
Yeah, you get him in the bathroom. It's, you know, that's the real gag.
He goes, close the door or open the door. You just slam it.
We're doing a bit.
Shannon, do you have any advice to Natalie being a female that's coming onto the network and helping out with these shows, having to be around all of us savages?
I don't think so. I asked her if she's listened to any of the shows, and she said she has listened to this show.
Ooh.
And she likes it. So oh. I feel like if that's the case, then she'll be fine.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Natalie's going to fit in nice and fine.
She knows how to lie.
Natalie, listen to me. If you let me know if anybody's giving you trouble, just so you know, I'm number one on the network for everything. Like, I'm in charge of everything.
I believe you.
It goes me, then Ralph, then Bobby Hutch, and then everyone else, and then Harrington. That is the way the order of importance here on the network. Okay.
Harrington is your employee, just so you know. You can like tell him to do shit.
100%. If we're speaking in Mortal Kombat terms, the tower, if you will. Harrington is the first guy.
Another thing you can learn, Lewis can only reference things he's seen in the last 4 days.
Most recent episode, and you guys talked about Mortal Kombat, and now you're also talking about Mortal Kombat.
Okay. No, you know what? I like the fact that she just proved that she really did listen to the most recent fucking episode. This bitch rules. Very cool. Very cool. And look, she's pretty hot, everyone. So we have a lot of simp fans that are out there. You're going to get a lot of fucking...
Do you give them P.O. boxes, the interns, so that the simp fans can just send stuff?
Oh, that's actually a great idea.
Get her a P.O. box.
That's actually a fucking great idea for Shannon and for Natalie.
Yeah, get them a P.O. box.
Shannon and Natalie sound like two whores that are ready to have a good time.
Get them a P.O. box and like an Amazon wish list.
Oh, yeah. Like, hey, I got two girls I want to hang out with. What are their names? Shannon and Natalie. I'm there.
I'm showing up for Shannon and Natalie every fucking time. Those girls... party or, every time. Not you guys. I'm just letting you know other Shannons and Natalies out there are ready for
especially if they're friends.
Or if you want it to be more funny, you actually, without their consent, just give their address.
We do have an address that you guys can send stuff to.
Do we want gifts for Shannon and Natalie? I think this is a great idea. That could be a new segment where you guys do unboxing.
Yeah.
Boxes unboxing. Yes.
Here we go.
Yes.
Here we go.
Now yes. You know what, Natalie? I am going to sexually harass you today. I lied. I take it all back. It was very quick. You got acclimated. You're in. You cool? Say you're cool. Fuck yes. She said it, everyone. Everyone watching. You guys all heard that? She said she's cool.
Yeah, and then you send the panties for them to wear and send back.
Yeah.
They don't have to do anything they don't want to.
Self-addressed stamp.
Okay, don't be a pig, Ryan. Okay,
well, they don't have to,
they can do whatever they want.
In all fairness, if that happens, I'm wearing them and sending them back.
Zach wears them, sends them back.
We will do boxes unboxing on the show for Shannon and Natalie. What is the address, Shannon? Say it in a sexy voice with sexy music behind your back. Actually, no. Put the sexy music on it. Have Natalie say it. Yes. Yes. Natalie, you got to make this very sexy. We're trying to get you guys gifts. Okay? Hell yeah. Go ahead, Natalie.
Oh, this one?
Yeah. You have to... looking up sexy music for a bit that's gonna tell creeps to message you.
It's just gonna be a bunch of fucking like different.
It's 151 first.
Not only that, make it sexier. So it's 151. No, come on.
Not even possible.
Come on.
311. Is that part of the address? Yeah. New York, New York.
It's 151. Have you never read an address?
Yeah, I said that part already. 1003.
There's no way they got the address. I know the address, and I didn't
get it. I forgot it. I knew it at the beginning of that.
0003.
You're just saying zeros. She's speaking in code.
That's
speaking in binary.
We'll need that one more time.
And then, what do you want? I mean, what's the wish?
No, I think they need the address again because
we need the address.
I think you should say the address because clearly I'm not
good. Okay, it's Gas Digital Studio, 151 First Avenue, number 311, New York, New York, 10003.
Yeah. Natalie, you got to work on that. You got to work on your sexy giving of addresses. Come on.
So many knives are going to show up to that address.
She's going
to
be practicing in the mirror tonight.
Maybe we should start her with phone numbers and then she can graduate to addresses.
So we need sexy gifts sent to Shannon and Natalie.
iPhones.
Whatever it is.
Higher the value, the sexier.
It can be whatever it is. They're unboxing. So that technically means you can send dangerous things.
Yeah. Drugs?
Yeah. Ooh, how cool would that be?
Yeah. Send some drugs.
Anthrax.
And also, it's kind of like I get to have whatever's in the box as well.
Yeah, that's right.
You know how like Mark Burnett, the reality producing superstar?
Yeah, the Survivor guy.
Producer Survivor and Shark Tank, mm-hmm. He takes 5% or used to take 5% of every business on Shark Tank.
Wow. Really?
So that's what I'm doing right now. I'm taking 25% of whatever valuables come in.
Nice.
Because it's my show.
Are you going to take 25% of a pair
of panties?
Well,
he picks one in 20 gifts. He gets one.
One out of every four gifts. No, not 5%. Yeah, I'm taking 25%. So one out of every four gifts I get to keep and I get to choose. Mm-hmm. All right. But Shannon, edit all this part out because they don't want to send me sexy gifts. Okay. Anyway, we're back.
If you see Lewis walking around with a Property of Brian shirt.
He picked the wrong box.
Actually, they have in the Racist Live Chat right now, they are...
Racist Live Chat.
Making some good points. They're saying, what if she works for Seth Simons and she is slowly infiltrating Gas Digital?
Small?
Ooh. How do we know you're not a mole?
Get the car battery.
How do we know that you're here for pure reasons, Natalie, if that is your real name?
I don't know how to respond to that.
Well, somebody who worked with Seth Simons would never say the N-word on a podcast.
There's only one way to prove you're a
human.
There's only one way, Natalie. Oh,
no. It's like, who do you work for? Technically, no one.
Shit. Let's get plugs. Let's do some plugs. We're having a great time here today. What a fucking show. I'll say right now, if you guys are in New York tonight, actually, I think it's already sold out. Legion of Skanks. I'll give you a little real ass news right here. We had a scheduling conflict. Jay had a scheduling conflict, unfortunately, and we can't record a Legion of Skanks tonight. We're going to be recording this tomorrow afternoon, a new show that will be airing tomorrow night. But a lot of people already have tickets for The Stand. So if you're one of those people, you guys can watch myself, Dave Smith, Ryan Long, Danny Polishuk, Zach Amico, and really anybody who I encounter in the next 4 hours. For a special Legion of Skanks live stand-up showcase tonight at The Stand, 8 p.m. Very, very fun. It's going to be a really great lineup of comics. Me and Dave are both doing a bunch of new material. So please, if you guys are in the area and you already have tickets, or if you don't have tickets and you can get tickets, come the fuck out for that. But yeah, let's get some plugs going. Danny, what do you got to plug?
Just myself, Danny Jokes. I'm on the Boys Cast now with Ryan Long.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Member
taking this podcast to top. Got a new studio.
Yeah, we got new studio. Studio.
Mm-hmm. I like it, doggy. Don't you're looking at me like it's a challenge.
It's a challenge to build out a studio. And then I was kind of like, okay, what kind of table should I get? What kind of shit put on the walls? And I have no idea. It's still empty right now. I don't know what to do. Hard thing.
I'm going through the same thing at home. I have a table with a green screen behind me, and I'm like, I don't want anything else. That's all I need.
I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
I was looking at things. I'm like, do I put brick wallpaper on the wall? And people are like, you're an idiot.
No,
I go, can you hire someone to do this?
Yeah, you can tear your decor.
Well, who? Do you know one?
I mean, I know we have the chick who
works. Do I Google?
Yeah. Talk to Ralph because we had an interior decorator work with us on.
Well, I saw the guy that made your table actually when I was looking at table guys.
Yeah, this table's one of
them. I got some crazy quote because I'm like, I maybe want.
Joe Rogan fucking saw these pop ups. He's like, I want those.
Those are pretty fucking.
Now he has them on his table, and he's never once publicly credited us with stealing our idea. We gave him the fucking blueprints for it. I invented these. I invented Joe Rogan's table. Can people just know that? Yeah. I'm the inventor of Joe Rogan's table, and I've never been credited.
You were the guy that gave him the idea to get the red studio.
it was
submarine.
I was like, listen, I was in a Chinese restaurant. I have a concept. Ryan Long.
The Boys Cast as well. And new video every Monday at youtube.com/RyanLongComedy. But I'm also, I got some dates to announce, and Danny's going to be on all these dates too. So Virginia Beach, this weekend coming up, April 30th, May 1st, St. Louis, May 7th, 8th, Kansas City, June 11th, 12th, Naples, 22 to 25th, Nipples. And I'm going to headline Caroline's in New York in June, but the tickets aren't on sale yet.
Very fucking sick, doggy. Zach.
Instagram, Zach is not funny. Other shows on the network, Catalyst Wrestling Saturday mornings at 11, Bye Guys with Ian Fidance Thursday mornings at 11, and Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show Fridays at midnight. I'll be in Cleveland with Lewis this Thursday night.
Oh, yeah. Very excited about that.
But we got one of the Bye Guys in the sketch that came out today.
Oh, nice. Which one?
Not this
Zach.
One.
Zach. Ian.
Zach. Love it. Love the sketches. You guys always do a great job.
Thanks,
buddy. live dates coming up. Obviously, this Thursday, me and Zach, Hilarities, one night only. It's going to be a lot of fun. Apparently, the NFL draft is in town. If you care about that, you need to literally eat a bullet right now. You need to fucking.
Is that a big cross section with our fan base?
Cleveland?
I feel like not.
Yes. They're like, dude, you're not going to have anybody there because everyone's going to be there. I was like, fuck you. Because
everyone's going to be
draft.
What? So
at the NFL at the draft.
I mean, how many people can go watch the NFL draft?
Who cares?
Yeah, I think you're good.
Literally, if you care about that, kill yourself.
That is and the most
this
boring.
This is not a joke.
That is the most
I want
draft.
Somebody to kill themselves. I want this segment to be used against me in a court of law. If you care about the NFL draft, eat a fucking bullet. And it's because I said the words. I want this to be the trigger. I really want to fucking create something in the world right now. I want death on my hands. And I won't feel bad about it at all. You're going to be a fucking cow dropping in a field to me. That's all you are to me. If you fucking care about the NFL draft over the fucking Real Ass Show with me and Zach Meek, get the fuck out of here, doggy. The fuck out of here. Also, other live shows coming up. Make sure you guys grab tickets. Myself, Zach Amico, Colin Turrell at in Marlborough, Connecticut, Friday, May 21st at the Farm at Carter Hill. I'm going to be in Vegas in June 4th and 5th. I'll be at the Comedy Works at the Plaza in Las Vegas, Nevada. San Diego's coming up at the end of July. The end of May, I should say. I'll be with Big Jay Oakerson in Austin. Zach, I think you're coming to that as well.
Yeah, I think
we're going to do Live Legion of Skanks with Zach Amico as well. Hopefully, we'll be on some Kill Tony. Look out for that. lewisofskanks.com is the website. Go to the website. I'm telling you, I'm very excited to be coming out and touring again. I love stand-up comedy again. All my new material is the darkest, dirtiest shit I've ever fucking written in my entire life. It's the best shit I've ever written. I promise you guys right now, you're going to be fucking very surprised. I got to stop selling myself as a shit comedian. I really do. Because I always compare myself to like Attell and Patrice and I'm like, yeah, I suck. Because we all suck compared to Attell and Patrice. But then people see me on the road, they're like, dude, you're fucking really funny. Like, why do you always say you suck? And I'm like, I don't know.
probably hurts the ticket sales too.
Hey, it's probably not good. No, I'm better than the guy the weekend before me and the weekend after me at whatever fucking comedy club you're going to go see. I promise you right now, you're going to have a great time. It's really great. So make sure you guys come out. I see a lot of people in the Racist Live chat wondering about what's up with Dave on Skanks. Dave is still on Skanks, but him and Jay don't like each other anymore. So now we're alternating. There's going to be one episode with Dave, one episode with Big Jay, and I'm going to be on all episodes. I am the common denominator, so it doesn't matter. So for those of you guys who are wondering, I don't want to... Look, it's a thing between them. Don't tweet at them. Do not ask them why they're having personal problems between each other. But that's really what's going on. So you guys are going to get one show with Dave Smith, one show with Big Jay Oakerson each week moving forward. And but all you need
is that true? You guys are doing one show, one.
Yes, obviously. That's 100% the truth.
No, I don't mean the are they in a fight, but are you for a little while, are you doing two shows?
No, they're in a fight. They're in a fight.
Oh, that's real?
They're in a real fight, doggy.
Well, that's.
Why is Jay a communist now and Dave's just can't handle it?
Jay's fucking. It's about pro life, pro choice.
Jay's simping.
They're
for
having
the
a pro life, pro choice.
That's
battle.
Really?
Yeah. That's what it's
whoever
about.
Thought that would be.
That was it, dude.
That sucks.
That's it. I know, it's fucked up, dude. I know. Anyway.
And I mean, so fucking Elon Musk like hosted Saturday Night Live, and it's just funny because I'm like, Jake Paul and those guys were the boxers. Then Elon Musk hoping Saturday Night Live is like Everyone needs to stick to their own fucking jobs. Stay in your lane.
When is Elon Musk hosting Saturday Night?
May 8th with Miley Cyrus.
Ooh, fun.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah. He is like easily the most autistic person ever host that show.
Is
like,
he? Well, I mean, they've had plenty of non-comedians or actors host the show, right?
Yeah.
They've been musicians.
Yeah, Wayne Gretzky hosted it.
Yeah, it's I don't know. People are like, what?
He's
the
probably
fuck?
The first CEO that's, you know, not.
Yeah, it's like, imagine,
he's
like,
a celebrity, though.
Just like, I'm
Trump,
mostly...
What's this? Trump hosted, didn't he?
Well, Trump was like a TV guy.
He's
though,
a,
right?
Yeah, he's a TV guy.
He was but a reality
so,
TV guy.
I mean, at
guy.
This point, fucking
show.
So is...
Yeah, I mean, he's a celebrity on Twitter.
He's a celebrity. But
yeah, he's
Twitter,
a celebrity.
He's constantly on camera doing interviews. Yeah. He's constantly... He's
dude, Rogan's this is
podcast.
So awkward.
What is the difference? Like, it's because Trump was on 12 edited episodes of a reality show. Does that give you any more insight into the personality? Or somebody like fucking Fuckface, who's just out there and puts his shit out there. He has these open, long conversations for 4 hours with Joe Rogan. I don't know. I think the definition of celebrity has sort of shifted over the course of the past decade or so.
Well, definitely. I have trouble believing that he can be a good CEO with how much he's on Twitter. His wife seems like a nightmare. If you ever seen her like in interviews and stuff, she seems... What the ultimate high maintenance person. He's hosting SNL. You go, how much Tesla and are you actually doing?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, yeah,
he's mostly sending rockets right now. That's like most of his.
What does he do? Just come in and press the button and leave?
Oh, well, it's very weird. No, like, I don't know what his day is like, right? It could easily be he works.
He works a lot.
He could be, I work 16-hour days nonstop. I sleep 4 hours a day. Or he could be, I work 3 minutes per day, and I'm just on the phone with a few phone calls, and then I let my company sort of run.
I heard him talk, but he's like, you know, he has his teams are like the smartest people in the world.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. It's not like he's like fucking programming shit for Tesla's, like, you know.
No, I know. He's like me. Like, I play the orchestra.
Yeah, exactly. I don't... He's the conductor.
Yeah,
exactly.
Dude. You know, like Shannon is my fucking now Natalie. Natalie and Shannon are both fucking playing oboes.
Cast Digital SpaceX.
Hell yeah.
But it's like he has so many things. He's like, they just started doing the internet.
Instead of sending people, we're going to try to send people into the Bronx to pick up t-shirts. If we could just get Harrison to come back with t-shirts from the Bronx, I think that would be a success.
We tried a dog first, but it died.
I found an article that says that Elon Musk is so busy that he plans his day in 5-minute time slots.
But that's what I mean. I go, okay, well, then why are you taking a week on SNL if you're really that busy? It's a lot of 5-minute time slots that you're wiping out.
Yeah, I wonder if he's just going to show up on Friday and be like, all right. Like, he's like the ultimate CEO.
You got 5 minutes.
Yeah, you got 5 minutes. Just tell me every sketch. And they're like,
It's so funny. Like, work has become such a different thing. Like, I feel like if I send 10 emails in a day, I feel like I've had a busy work day. I did 2 podcasts. I sent 10 emails. That was a lot.
Yeah.
I am pooped.
This guy's sending fucking rockets into space.
I know. What a different life.
And succeeding. That's the crazy part is like he's doing this since like, it's not like it's like everyone's a disaster.
Yeah.
It's actually working out. So.
Well, good for Elon Musk. I don't have a problem with it. I'm a fan of Elon Musk.
I like Elon.
I think people fucking hate on him. I'm like, why do you hate on this fucking brilliant guy who's made $1 billion? Like, how are we not inspired people who become extremely wealthy and successful?
Because he's a little bit of a shit poster. That's basically why.
He's not richest man in the world right now. I think he's second.
He's second?
Yeah.
It goes up and down.
Yeah, but still. It's like...
But again, there's also that thing where it's like, you know who the richest man in the world is? No, you don't. No, you don't know. Yeah.
Oh, it just changes constantly.
It's like Putin and then his
daughter.
You don't
know who the richest man in the world is because he doesn't
say. Oh, just some dude who's fucking...
He's in the shadows.
In a lair. Oh,
Putin has more money than Elon Musk, for sure.
There you go, yeah.
For sure.
Poutine. I love poutine.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Fucking Canadians. Every time I get a Canadian here, I was like, dude, poutine? Can't even get poutine in the States.
Weird. It's like what? It's like the ultimate American food: gravy, cheese, and fries. And you're like,
well, we have disco fries, but that's like the fucking. Just the
but isn't it like bacon?
Dominican version.
No, it's mozzarella instead of cheese curds.
Oh,
well, so like, no, they do it with American cheese.
Yeah, but disco fries, I think, is.
But
mozzarella.
It's like you guys have cheese curds. You have gravy. Like nobody's been. Like,
nobody's. Really,
how is that not caught on?
Eating cheese curds here, like that's not a. It's a thing where you're like, you're buying cheese curds, you fucking faggot. Like you make me sick. Like who buys cheese curds in the States?
But you love.
I understand what you're saying, but we're saying how did it not? How I know
the most
that's
obese
what it is.
Fucking country
not,
in the
why?
World. How does it not have poutine?
You think
on?
That would be a like it's ultimate fat guy food? I have no idea why.
Can I say
America.
Why? Because cheese curds sounds like rotten cheese, and I don't think you're going to get the general public of stupid Americans to be on board with fucking cheese curds. Curds and whey? I don't know what that is.
Yeah,
dude.
Fat Americans hate cheese.
No, it's just cheese curds, doggy. This doesn't.
I almost want to say there was like a legality thing with it, Like, aren't cheese curds
No, I've seen them for sale here.
They sell them at the grocery store. If you go to, you know, ski lodges and stuff, they don't use curds. They just put, you know, normal cheese
on. Yeah, exactly. Most places in Canada, like, it's only the really good ones that have the curds. They just throw cheese on.
I miss going to Montreal.
I'll eat poutine with just a piece of processed
sandwich
cheese.
And some poutine. Oh,
so good.
I want to go to Canada right fucking now.
I've been pissed. I haven't been to Montreal in like 4 years. That place fucking kicks ass.
Is it Comedy Nest? Is that the club up
there? No. So, you know Mike Ward? I was actually talking to fucking Pantelis or whatever. It's like Mike Ward has this like sick comedy club
that
he
opened.
Yeah. And he actually said like once everything's back to normal, like they're going to be bringing up people.
Yeah, very fucking cool. Sick. And, yeah. I mean,
but
we'll
they're
just
currently on like a lockdown in all of everywhere in Canada, so it's
You know they're completely locked down right now? Like our friends are you can't leave your house kind of thing.
Can't leave your house.
It's back to the original lockdown.
Like a year ago. 2 weeks ago, the premier of Ontario basically he went out and he goes, because it's getting so bad there that he's like, if you are outside at any point, the police in a car or on foot, the police can stop you and basically demand to know where you're going and your address. And then all the police were like, yeah, we're not doing that. That's fucked up. That's so fucked. They're like, we're not doing that. But he was like, it's
getting so. But you hear him coming on the horse.
It's true. It's like, listen, Mounties.
They hate that guy.
They don't even have outdoor dining in Toronto right now.
Dude, my buddy, he was messaging me yesterday, and he's like talking to some chicks and stuff, and he goes, yeah, I was going to meet up with this girl, but she's still fucking worried about COVID. Like, it's still right now, it's peak pandemic, where if you're like single and you're trying to hit up with people, the girls are like, well, I mean, once the pandemic's over, maybe, but we can't.
Do they have the vaccine in Canada?
Not a lot, that's the problem.
They have four of them.
They botched it.
Oh, they botched it?
They don't have a lot.
I don't know about any of this stuff.
Whatever, it doesn't matter.
I stopped paying attention to COVID. Like, I never really cared. And then I was like, I'm not going to sit here and just, I'm not a fucking conspiracy theorist. So I'm not going to just
sit here.
You're not going
to get too deep into it.
That's my thing now. I'm just denying.
We know a lot of people whose whole thing now
is denying COVID and a vaccine. I'm like,
imagine what a cunt you'd be like if you had shirts about it. You like a real jerk off.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, I have my feelings about it, but at one point, like, and this is why you know, like, the left is smart because they hold their ground. They go, like, eventually people are going to just stop. You're going to be too lazy to fight it. So, like, I don't even care. Like, I could easily be convinced to get the vaccine. Like, easily. And
I said this to him. I go, even if I thought it was probably a bad idea, I'm not a cautious person.
Yeah.
I'm also wasn't worried about COVID. I'm also not worried about, I'll do anything.
Well,
I'm not a worried person.
I was like, I don't want to put that into my body. She's like, I've watched you put everything into your body. She's like, the things that I've watched you put into your body.
I'm probably just not getting because it's a pain in the ass.
I just don't like being told what to do.
That's a lot of people's issues. They go, I want to arrive at this decision on my own.
If the government was forcing me to put Molly in my nose, I'd say no. No. I don't want that Molly in my nose.
I want it in my ass.
What's in that Molly?
You know what I'm saying? Like, but if they were just would back off and, you know, life became a little bit inconvenient, and then I talked to some friends who got it and they're fine. I talked to some people in the medical field.
I got the first one. I haven't.
I wouldn't necessarily oppose it. I just don't like.
Also, nobody got the vaccination and like a minute later was like, oh, you know what? That was cut with speed.
Yeah. Like, oh,
I
can tell.
I think there might have been some fentanyl in there. Yeah. I'm not feeling so good.
We have some friends that he says they've never worn masks ever.
He's never worn a mask.
He goes every and then I was telling my other friend. He goes, yeah, every time he goes to the store, he gets in a fight with the guy. Like his whole life
out
is fighting.
Every because he's not like checking out. He's like, yeah, I go into places and then they kick me out.
I test the mask waters in New Jersey, Florida. I just would walk into places and it's. Like optional, even places that say like it's absolutely mandatory, like major hotels like the Hilton.
Yeah,
the employees are going do what you want to do. Yeah. And they're not wearing masks.
You want to know something crazy?
But then you put it on instead of getting to you know once they ask you, you go.
No, the employees don't give a fuck in Florida.
In Jersey,
I'd say maybe one out of six places you can go in and without a mask.
You want to know something crazy? Yeah. So I was going to the Blink gym over here and it was a fucking nightmare. So I was trying to find a new gym and I found a new gym. I'm not going to say exactly where it is, but it's like. Close to here.
Equinox.
No. It's pretty close to here. It's on near the stand, right? And I walked in there. I signed up for it. I walked in there. No masks.
No masks.
It's like right here.
Why?
No masks.
Why won't you say what gym?
Well, I don't know. I don't want
you don't want to get them in trouble.
I don't want to get them in trouble, and it's like actually a pretty sweet gym, and there's not a lot of people there. It has, and I don't.
They're all dead.
I don't want to like make it busy all of a sudden for like my own personal thing, and then.
Right.
But like I walked in. I walked in with a mask, assuming like because like all the you know the fucking dude the blink over here. I do. Like,
there's a line outside.
Dude, there's
it's
a
crazy.
Line. You'll do squats, and like your fucking mask will like fall below your nose.
Well, you start
literally someone walks up to you. You go. You got to put your. I'm like I'm in the middle of a set. I don't have my hands free.
You start to get like. Waterboarding yourself. I sweat a lot.
Me too.
So yeah, my mask gets covered with liquid and then I start not being able to breathe.
Yes.
While I'm working.
It's not
out.
An option.
It's so crazy.
It sucks, but you're like, what are you going to do? But this place, I walked in there and they're like, I had a mask on. Nobody's wearing a mask. I'm like,
they just didn't say anything. Is it independently owned or it's a chain?
Independently owned. Ooh. And nobody cares.
I know exactly what it is.
Yeah, their showers.
It's a high-end one, right?
It's not high-end. No, it was like $55 a month. Their showers.
It's just a guy's basement.
Yeah.
I'm sure you know exactly where it is. It's close to here. It's, right. It's on.
Good for you.
Yeah. But it's great. Anyway, so yeah.
Slowly
no,
but surely.
Maskless gym.
Yeah. I can't do any of that. Jersey, they don't give a fuck. My martial arts classes, they don't give a fuck.
Nobody's Miami, they didn't care.
Yeah. Yeah. But.
Well, Miami was so funny. We went to a nightclub or whatever. And you wait in line and everyone has to wear the masks in the line. And then you get in there. It's like a full out club. No mask. Wow.
Well, the UFC event, you just saw half the people in the crowd wearing a mask, half the people not wearing a mask.
Yeah, like the gym is like people wear masks. They just don't, if you don't want to, don't wear one.
Yeah, I don't even know anymore. Like I said, I can't even fight this fight. I'm like, yeah, whatever, masks, who gives a shit? I can't let that be the thing that dictates whether or not I can succeed in life. It's just, it's an annoying thing. The whole thing sort of sucks, but I can't let the pandemic, the masks, the vaccine, all this stuff. I can't let that be the determining factor whether or not I'm going to move forward in life.
Yeah,
everyone else seemed to have paused.
And yeah.
A lot of people seem to be fighting still to be on a pause. Uh-huh. They still are fighting for like, no, you see it. Like there's like this faction of people that don't want society to open back up, it seems.
Tell them to move to Canada.
Yeah,
it's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just ready for fucking just something.
White Boy Summer?
Skankfest, they're going to happen?
November 5th or 7th.
Oh, so
shout
it's happening.
Shout out to Yo Kratom for supporting Skankfest. Also, Yo Delta, their new brand. I'm sure we'll be involved as well. Skankfest, November 5th or 7th. Tickets are going on sale. I would say within a month or so, you're going to see tickets back on sale.
There you go.
So it's going to be... Dude, it's going to be dope. We already started booking some of the people. Skankfest in Houston. Shout out to the Secret Group as well.
2025.
No, it's going to happen this November. You guys will see.
That's sick.
Yeah, Texas.
Yeah, it's open. They're
open now. We could have had it now when we had it planned, but we wanted to give it enough time. Comedians are pussies. You want to make sure that they want to come out
and
fucking party.
You're worried about all the
pussy comics. But it's like every person in America who wants a vaccine can get one. So it's like, who's being a pussy? Just get a, if you're really worried, get a vaccine. And if you're not worried.
Nobody's been able to explain to me even the perspective of another person on why I need to get a vaccine if I don't want to get a vaccine.
You don't. You just, you know, your risk of whatever is increased. And if you don't care about that,
yeah, I know. I know what he's saying though, because they go, well, you could spread it. It's like, well, to people that should have got the vaccine if they're worried about it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And they go, well, you give it to old people. Why aren't they getting the vaccine then?
The vaccine isn't 100%. It's like, kill yourself. I hate you. Get out of my fucking face.
Just stop.
Yeah, okay. Get it fucking away from me, bro.
Okay, you know what? I have it. Just tell people they have it. I have it. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. But the idea that like you have the vaccine and someone's like, you need to wear a mask, you're like, are you out of your fucking mind?
Yeah. It's absolutely crazy. It's starting to get wild.
Are you fucking cooked, bud?
Yeah. Like, are you serious?
All right, real quick, let's take a moment and thank Yo Kratom for supporting today's show. Yo Kratom is the shit. I'm going to tell you right now, they support everything that we do. And if you guys are over the age of 21 years old and you're in the market for Kratom, grab it wholesale from Yo Kratom. YoKratom.com is the website. They are home of the $60 kilo. $60 for a kilo of Kratom. You're not going to beat that price anywhere in the world. They are supporting this show. They're supporting Skankfest. They're supporting my entire fight camp and fight journal. So support them as well. YoKratom.com. Okay, where were we? All right, let's see. Let's see what else is going on here. Oh, also, I'll say if you guys love the show, please go subscribe to Gas Digital Network. GasDigitalNetwork.com is the website. Get the premium service. You get access to the complete on demand library for all of the shows we do here on the network. Over how many? 500 episodes of Real Ass Podcast?
Yep.
This is 684 today.
Nearly 700 episodes that you cannot get anywhere else in the world. They're all uncensored, all ad free, all in one place. Over 500 episodes of Legion of Skanks, Believe You Me, Gomez Watches Seinfeld, Zach Miko's Midnight Spook Show, Shannon Lee Hires The Thing Is. Ding. Also, Shannon, bone to pick.
Yes.
Bone to pick with you, Shannon.
Pick mine.
Blame Shannon.
Shannon.
Yes.
Shannon.
Mm-hmm.
Shannon.
Yep.
Where's the titties? Where'd the titty one go? No, Did you guys take my titties off here?
No, nothing changed there.
Oh, there it is.
Now show them titties.
Shannon.
Yes?
You had my sister on your fucking show.
I did. We had a lot of fun.
Can you pull up the clip?
Yeah, Joey will find it.
I think it's on the Legion of Skanks subreddit. Somebody posted it. It's my sister describing me being violent with her.
So that was a story that was told.
Yeah, Shannon, do you ever consider the fact, the optics for me, your boss, that it looked like it's not great?
Okay, so this clip, though, was pulled by a fan. In the show, I feel like we were very fair to you and hearing how you got the short end of the stick throughout your childhood.
Yeah.
That was definitely showed on the show.
Yeah, my sister's telling a story about how I punched her in the face one time, which I don't even remember punching this bitch in the face. I'm like, look, I'll be honest with you.
She older or younger?
She's older.
That helps.
This is the fucked up part about this story, okay? She tells the story about how she got a bloody nose and I punched her in the face. She fails to mention I'm 11 in this story. She's 13 and twice my size. And she's been physically abusing me for years. Like, literally, the story is one time I finally fought back.
Yeah, you stood up for yourself.
It's like Jennifer Lopez in Enough. Like, I finally stood up for myself and broke the years of cycle and the years of abuse. And just out of context, there's this just story, and it's my sister. She's like, yeah, and then he punched me in the face, and blood was everywhere. And it's like, that's it. End of clip.
She did say, though, that she beat you up a lot.
Yeah.
Throughout the episode.
Yeah, my whole fucking life. It's just women beating me. And the one time I fight back, my mom, my sister, everybody. And then you bring her on your show to smear my fucking name, Shannon.
No, that's not why. We didn't trash you at all on the episode. Yeah. It really just showed what a monster Jenny is, I think.
She is truly a monster. She's a fucking psycho. I can't deal with it.
I'm having a hard time finding the clip. Sorry.
Okay. Well. So... What was the Oscars were last night? Right? Who yes. cares? Who cares about that, Joey? Irish Joey, it's one strike for daring to put the Oscars on the list of things that I'm going to fucking talk about on my show.
What is this, The View? So the Oscars were last night.
There's, like, anyone who won has to have, like, the asterisk of, like, yeah, but nothing came out this year.
Yeah, tally up the Oscar pool if you want. We see who won.
The Oscars is the acting ones?
Correct.
Film.
No, it's the Oscar de la Hoya's. It's a new boxing championship.
Yeah, you dress up like a woman.
Do cocaine, dress up like a woman.
It's great.
Yeah, Joey, I wouldn't care about the fucking Oscars. But we can give our own Oscars. Fuck it.
Criminal Minds, I'm going to give that all of the awards.
I actually watched, like, the first, I tried to watch.
Hey, I got you in? Minds. Yeah.
Wait, it's television or movies?
It's movies.
No, but it's my own Oscars.
It's your own Oscars.
Ryan watches one show, Criminal Minds.
No, I'm done it now, so I need a new show. Mindhunter, potentially.
Is that your, you know, it's a good show?
You only watch shows with the word mind.
No, the problem is.
Mind Dementia is next.
Mind Dementia. I just crushed three seasons of Mind Dementia.
He doesn't even call it Mind Dementia. He just calls it mind.
Mind.
Favorite band, Mindless Self-Indulgence.
Yeah. No, because the problem is every show is made
Chris
now.
Chris Angel's Mind Freak.
For you to. Mind Freak's got solid, mind yeah. Freak. Now I'm on the roof. Look in your ear. See that quarter? Now I'm on the CN. Now I'm on the top of that tower. But every show is made so. I like you, Mind Freak, or Chris David Blaine guy. If you had to pick,
ooh,
David Blaine.
It's a fucking
David
Blaine, great.
He's better, but his is the street magic. Chris Angel's tricks were stupid.
Chris Angel had the Shaq balloon.
Yeah, they were all, what was the Shaq balloon?
They floated Shaq, and then very obviously there's just a balloon shaped like Shaq going over a house.
Yeah, all his tricks are ridiculous. He's like, hey, look at this. Okay, look away. Now I'm in Delaware.
It's just editing.
It's a TV show, right? Yeah. That's why it's so ridiculous.
Close your eyes, count to 10. I'm inside of your father's grave.
Yeah, they're all like that. They were getting so extreme by the end.
Now I'm out. What?
What are we watching?
Oh, and some of them, a lot of the magician tricks aren't even, they're not even magic. He's like, you know, I jumped off this, you know, roof.
Is this Shaq?
Yeah.
I hope so.
Yes.
This is the Shaq thing?
Yeah.
Well, wait until you see him in the air, and it's very obviously a Shaq balloon.
Still looks like Shaq to me.
That's a balloon.
They have to try so
that's
hard.
A balloon.
I mean, as opposed to what?
Is that? I mean, Flava Flav is convinced. Flava Flav is convinced.
It looks like him. He's not moving, though.
Yeah, if he was waving.
I would love if it starts bouncing off like the top of the roof. You know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sorry, roofed it.
Can I tell you my problem with David this Blaine? David stupid. Blaine started fucking.
That's the best. The woman with her hands on her head. She's like, "What the fuck?"
David Blaine wasn't even doing magic at the end. Like this last one was like,
I'll hold my breath for a long time. That's what I'm saying.
I'm gonna stand even for like the past 20 years.
Yeah,
it's been like I'm gonna stand on a tower for 8 days.
That was all that shit. Yeah, yeah. They all
He talked about it on Rogan. He's just like, yeah, he started doing all these crazy like he did. The last one he did was a balloon.
Yeah, I saw it.
Or whatever. Was
make a coin disappear. You're a magician.
I'm gonna cut off one of my fingers.
I don't care
for real
about you fucking holding your breath in an ice box.
Yeah, stab yourself in the hand.
Jesus Christ.
You need the good shit.
They fucking need a lot
pull
of
a rabbit out of a hat, motherfucker. Let's go.
Yeah, the card. Remember like his first, like when he had that show or whatever, and it's like all the crazy card
stuff.
Yeah,
the street magic.
Yeah,
they used to do also, dude, David Blaine was best when he would go into the hood and he would convince black people that he was the devil. There was not a better thing in the fucking world, dude. David Blaine would come with some eyeliner. They'd be like, yo, that's gay, son. And then he'd fucking pull a frog out of his skin and it'd be like, yo. And they'd lose his mind.
That's what he did on Rogan, actually, is he brought a fucking frog in with him and he goes, I'm going to
drink the frog.
He drinks all this water. He drank, like, I think he drank 2 gallons of water as he's like talking to Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan's like, what the fuck is going on? And then he has a frog in a bucket. He swallows the frog and the frog's just down there and he's like, okay, I'm going to bring it up in a bit, but like later. And they're just like chilling as a frog
in his stomach,
swimming around in his stomach just to show him they can do it.
And I think that's not even magic. He does it.
Yeah, it's not magic. He's doing it. Yeah.
Well, I mean, none of them are magic, sorry, but.
Well, I think he's
No, dude. Maybe you never saw David Copperfield made the Statue of Liberty disappear. That happened.
Yeah. The skewer through the hand thing he does, I think he legitimately got
He did
piercing.
That on Rogan, too.
No, yeah, he got a piercing.
Rogan put it through his fucking.
It's fucking nuts.
Put it through his arm.
Yeah, it's basically just turned into a freak show, like Lizard Man.
Well, that's sort of what circus guys would do. So when they would swallow swords, there was no trick to it, as they would train their bodies to be able to swallow swords. You know, I used to be able to hammer a nail into my nose.
Oh, you did that one?
I did that one because I heard when I was a kid, I was like, no, it's not a trick. You literally have to work it up into the nose, and your nose sort of gets
There's
used to...
There's a canal that it can go in.
Yeah, it goes straight back from one angle. I'm thinking about it now. It hurts right now thinking about it, but I would do that. I would fucking hammer the thing into my nose.
Some people are smart and start with Q-tips.
No, I did a nail.
Yeah, then you move on to a nail once you
Man, did you ever see that guy who went on, like, he did Just for Laughs, and he went on Leno and stuff, and he would just swallow, like, he would take, like, 3 pool balls, and he'd go...
The regurgitator.
And then he'd be like, he would be like, okay, here's 5 pool balls.
And then he'll go, what number do you want?
Yeah, pick a number. And you go like 8 ball. You go, okay.
That has to be a trick.
No.
He has that much control over his muscles. He can feel where the balls are.
Bring up like a fucking, that is bizarre. Bring up the 8 ball.
He also has no teeth, right?
After all, eating all those 8 balls or fucking probably.
I'm pretty sure if it's the guy I'm thinking of, he's just got gums.
He's like the skinny. Yeah, he's
my mom used to do that same trick. She would pull up 8 balls out of her sign.
Yeah, here we go. This guy used to do Just for Laughs.
Oh, crazy. And we have number 4.
This is just a crackhead.
And nothing. Which number shall I
For my next
next?
Trick, I'll fix my teeth.
Probably number that's 3. The
point. Everyone says 3.
No, he just keeps breaking them.
Okay.
He's rotating it.
No.
Oh my word.
No. And we have here 3.
3.
There's no way that's real.
No, it's real.
There's no way.
It is.
No way.
They're not in the back of his mouth.
No, he doesn't pull up the one where he doesn't with pool
balls. The pool balls.
You're not hiding pool balls in your mouth. Like,
I don't believe you do with pool balls. There's got to be a trick to this.
David Blaine talked about it. It's like David Blaine talked about there was a guy who was like the OG regurgitator dude who would do it with cigarettes. He would literally take like a whole pack of smokes and he would. He would smoke them and then he would like make them go and then he would bring them back up all like later.
I know some cigarettes.
And then he died of cancer.
I could hot rocket.
I could flip the lit cigarette, then I could take it in my mouth, blow the smoke out of my nose. I could do all this. I used to be into like close up magic and like dumb circus tricks.
I did. I directed a special for this magician in Canada
really?
Like a while ago, and
we did some street stuff, and it was exactly what you think, where we would walk around and do it until we found a black person, essentially.
You had to walk around Canada until you found a group of black guys?
I'm telling you, I edited the thing, too. And I'm like, I can't just have black people in this, but it's the only good reactions we got.
Dude.
It's a, like, that's
yeah,
the...
White people are like, I gotta go to work.
Yeah, they're like, me.
Yeah, no, they go, okay, how did that work?
Sorry, I'm on the way to take care of my kids.
And the black people go, yo!
The devil's here! Yeah.
Yo, this motherfucker just made flames!
Yeah. You probably get the same reaction out of any poor people. If you go into a fucking trailer park.
It was tough. So you see, that's why they always have those black guys in the thing, because they have the...
No way.
Ugh,
yeah, no way.
That's not a track.
That's impossible.
Is that Al Borland?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Now, what?
Dude, I did the...
Why wouldn't he do that in America's Got Talent? You know how much more impressive that is than the coins?
The pennies, yeah.
Maybe he was waiting to get through to the next round.
I mean, the funniest thing is he lost to a girl who plays the ukulele probably right here. She's like, I can fucking swallow coins and ring them up by number. She's just like, I play the ukulele.
Eats the ukulele, which she's not looking.
He comes back. He pulls a Kanye West.
I taught my chihuahuas to dance to Who Let the Dogs Out, and won $1 million.
You should... do you know Count Dankula? He taught his dog some tricks. Maybe you could.
Oh, nice.
You don't know what he did? He taught his dog to do the Nazi salute, and it was a whole thing.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That was awesome.
Went to jail.
Go ahead.
I did some shows with the I don't know if it was like Lizard Man or some of those people, and that was just hosting, and they did all this stuff. And it was very sad to see them kind of in the dressing room, what they're like in real life after they put all their hooks in their backs.
Well, Zach says a lot of the freak show shit, right? Yeah. It's not like
They couldn't find some of the
least
props.
Glamorous of the show of the show businesses.
It's dark. It's a dark world.
Yeah, dude. Like, just being a guy who eats glass in a circus for $60 a night.
You loved Arlo when you met him, though.
Yes.
In Buffalo, the guy who was doing tricks with the bar for us.
Oh, of course. Yeah, it was great. Awesome. It's really fun for like a friend. But you're like, dude, I don't know.
But like, there's no major leagues of that.
No.
No, the major leagues is some of this.
Yeah, you opened Nine Inch Nails 20 years ago.
Yeah, best case scenario, you get onto America's Got Talent if you get like unique and like that's.
But they probably don't want some guy eating glass and he's like spitting up a tooth on America. He's like bleeding.
Hold on, my nose is bleeding. Oh.
Like, this is a kid's show. Like...
But they have shit like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, these guys were a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot.
I was in. I saw a suspension go wrong, and it was a
bad day. No!
It was three people, and the last one on the end was this chubby girl, and we were all going, "I don't think this is a good idea." And she had two in her back, and one in each calf.
Oh!
And we just see the one leg go, and it exploded. Ooh. And then everybody's like screaming, and then the people are like, "It's all right, we have medical people," and they're doing it. And then somebody just goes, "Other one's gonna go."
No.
And then it just goes ba boom. But then because she was hanging by it, she just swung across the room, shooting blood everywhere.
Oh, you saw that?
I was in the room.
That's fucked.
It was, and then we were all stuck in there for like 2 hours while they cleaned it up.
Did she retire? She got stitches?
What? They had like people put her legs back. They had like a full medical team put her legs back.
I mean, it's just the skin.
All
right?
The king's horses and all the king's men.
Those hooks go deep, dude. They go deeper than
the
muscle. You think.
So they rip, probably not through the muscle. They rip a bunch of shit.
Her fucking calves were fucked up.
Wow. It was a bad game to be in.
I can't think about it.
Yeah, that's
just hug your kids. I think is the moral
that's a
of
lot.
That story.
That's a lot.
I so many people like, you could do it. You know, we will put enough hooks. There's a guy who's 500 pounds. I'm like, I'm not doing it. Not because I'm fat, because I'm not fucking crazy.
Yeah, that's...
I don't want to hang by
hook.
A little
bit you're fat, though.
A little bit. But, like, I don't know, man. I don't watch Rocky and think, I want to play the meat.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
That's fucking horrific. Yeah. Dude, what's your secret talent, Danny? Do you have a hidden talent? Can you do anything?
I can play guitar. Okay.
No, that's not freaky enough.
Oh, he can fit a pool talent? Cue down his throat.
I can fit an entire pool cue up my ass. Like one of those, like one of the billiards ones too, like the extra long.
He's
like,
sitting on it right now.
No, I can fit one of the, like, you know, the thing that you like the thing that you put the cue on when it's too far away.
Oh right, yeah.
Yeah, I can get that.
It's like Fresh Prince. You're like, bring me Lucille.
Exactly.
Yeah, I can't do any of that freak show shit. Sort of fucks me up. We should get a freak show at Skankfest this year.
Yeah, we should
do a full freak show.
I can give you some names, bud.
Yeah, I like it.
It'll be real fun.
That's fucked that you're in that world.
It's just, I'll do stand up on those shows, and I always have a good time.
That's what I did.
And it's a blast. Because it's like a nice change of pace. And then they can set up their other shit.
Well, when I said it was almost like anticlimactic, too, because, you know, they build it up, and I did stand up, and then it's kind of like, you know, welcome this guy, blah, blah, and he comes out, and then it's like, they just kind of, you know, they put the hooks in for 30 minutes, you know, it's all moves pretty slow.
Yeah, it's fucking sickening.
They're not breathing fire or anything.
You know, it's not sickening. Shout out to Manhattan. They're no longer prosecuting prostitution.
I heard that, yeah.
It's part of a nationwide shift.
They're dropping the case against me.
for being a prostitute.
Mel Street Hooker.
Yeah. Mel Street Hooker, Ryan Long.
What about John? John's being prosecuted?
No, right? They have to stop prosecuting everybody.
No, they could just be like, look, the women are victims, but the Johns are still bad people.
No.
I'm just wondering. No, that's what I'm asking.
They're not.
they just like supporting independent businesses.
Yeah.
Those guys.
Well, I just wonder if it's like just prostitution for everybody.
They need to fucking... You know, I think it's like with weed and prostitution, right? It's like now the good shit will come in. Those dirty, gross hookers will be fucking...
Oh, you think they'll have brothels, you know, you go in, you can pay in a credit card, you like, gotta, man.
Yeah, dude. Yeah,
it'll be like Boardwalk Empire again. Like just
you want kind of. Fucking, you know, I gotta be honest with you. The pandemic has not been good for quality of prostitutes in New York City. It's like you got to deal with the type of chick who's willing to fuck strangers during a pandemic. It's a very...
Mask back on, honey.
It is a fucking low rung of human being.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this is good. This is good for the quality of hooker, probably good for the price of pussy. It's going to drive the price down and drive the quality of pussy up, right?
Oh, for sure.
Cheap, hot hookers while
like
you're stoned.
OnlyFans, though, probably hurt that, though, because a lot of those girls are like, wait, I could make, like, way more money just fucking in my bedroom.
How would a girl make money on OnlyFans if she didn't have, like, an out, though? Like, how does a girl get started on OnlyFans?
I kind of agree with you, Lewis, where... There's a lot of people making a lot of money, and there's a lot of people with 20,
way more.
You know what, though?
Way more. You're showing your pussy for $80 a month.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
I think so.
This is gonna take off one day. She's like OnlyFans open mics.
Because how else would it take off?
No, I know a girl who I used to like whatever hang out with, and she has a OnlyFans now that started in the pandemic. And it's like, you know, girls who are kind of hot or whatever, they just have random guys follow them
on
Instagram.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. So that's 50.
Yeah.
How do you get, okay.
Well, then it just builds. I don't know.
Once you're 2,000, you know.
Well, the thing is, they have, like, the OnlyFans community is, like, very supportive of one another, so they all, like, promote each other.
I mean, I guess there's a route to doing it, and I'm sure that there's also some, like, algorithmic way to get your OnlyFans in front of more people, and it's a whole... It's probably a whole business that we know nothing about. I'm just saying, when you get into it, you're going, like, you're like... How do you know until your pussy's already out there? You don't know if it's going to be something that's successful. So you're like, you're taking a shot in the dark. It's a very
well. A friend of mine's girlfriend has a OnlyFans or whatever, and she was telling us in DC or whatever that there's this guy because they're all like, she's like stripper and all these like strippers or whatever. They all have OnlyFans, and then there's this guy because she's like the worst part is you have to talk to the guys all the time. But then there's this guy
who'll take over for
15%, and so you're like all these women or all these guys think they're talking to this girl, and they're just talking to this guy.
I had this idea.
He does multiple
I wanted
accounts.
To be an OnlyFans pimp and be
a
that
lot of
dude.
YouTubers like kind of transferred into that.
Yeah, it's smart.
Yeah.
Very smart.
Yeah. And you're just talking to some dude in like fucking India.
Well, because once you learn how to once you can build an Instagram profile, like once you get to the point where you go, I could take someone from zero followers to 100,000 followers.
Yeah.
What's that worth for once they're selling their pussy?
Of course.
It's worth a lot.
It's worth money. A lot. You're right. I bet you there's a whole business that's happening around that we're not fucking
well. No, they're open about it. All those dudes like that, you know, LA dudes with a million Instagram followers or whatever, they're always just promoting girls fucking the OnlyFans, and that's because they're taking.
Oh, if you get a referral code on, like, if you're a big
they take 80% of the fucking thing, dude. Yeah.
I would make those girls suck my cock.
They're digital pimps. They're literal digital pimps.
I would make them and all of their friends sleep with me weekly. That would be my payment.
Yeah. Okay. And they were like, I mean, okay, we were going to give you 800 grand.
Yeah. No,
yeah.
No,
I
want
that
these
pussy that I'm
going to
get tired of.
Suckers. Oh, shit. Yeah, so.
Can I just add something with that law? So it only applies to the actual prostitutes themselves. Customers, though, can still be prosecuted.
There you go. What he said.
And anybody that they pay, which means landlords, friends, drivers, customers, they will all be criminalized still.
Oh, so these whores can get away with anything they want?
That's what it seems like.
That's bullshit.
And us, the fucking angels who support those whores, we're the ones who can get in trouble?
Yep.
That's fucked.
That's bananas.
Thank God for serial killers.
Yeah.
Fucking take these bitches down a peg.
John Lives Matter.
Yeah,
you know?
John Lives Matter. Yeah, John 316.
You're right, Zach. The only saving grace is that there's a small chance that each one of these girls will be cut up into tiny little pieces one day. Thank God.
That's madness.
That is madness. The Johns.
I feel like if I got caught with a prostitute here, I'd get sent home.
Isn't that basically Canada, like, they're like, hey, the drug dealers, we're not going to prosecute the drug dealers, but the users.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy. It's the opposite. You should be fucking prosecuting.
Yeah, you're allowed
whores
to have a pound of coke, but if you get caught, you know.
Yeah, but if you
got
doing a line, then you're going to jail, pal.
That's that. What about pimps? Are they allowed
to pimps too. Yeah, like drivers. Oh, yeah. If you're a landlord, she said.
And the drivers?
Yeah, if you're facilitating prostitute, the only thing that's not illegal.
What's the
justification
for that?
Girl.
Just feminism or whatever?
Well, they go, we don't want to make it completely legal. So, but they're victims. Yeah.
Yeah, they're trying to stop sex trafficking. That's the whole.
It's the only type of traffic I like.
Why is it stopping sex trafficking by making just their part legal?
Because they were forced into it.
Yes, yeah, so you're not prosecuting the victim necessarily, and most of the time, I think that the idea is that if they're in sex work, they're either, I mean, look, I think just sex work.
Oh, because they're saying they wouldn't want you to do it because they're like, this person won't, but you're going to get charged still.
Yeah.
How is this stopping it more than before?
I don't know, but this is
golden age for whores.
Either way,
thank God these girls aren't going to jail so that they can still sleep in a tiny room with just a bed in it.
Yeah.
Listen, either way, like, I think we should get some hookers. I feel like I'm getting hungry. The way we talk about food,
you've been on a fast.
Yeah, dude. I think this is
drooling a bit. You're like,
it's hooker o'clock, as they say.
And it gives them so much power. They go, you know, if I call the cops, like,
that's
now.
A pretty fucked up dynamic. She goes, yeah, you're like, I'll call the cops right now.
I'll call the cops right now.
Well, the other thing is, like, if you're going to, now this is going to sound crude, can you please cover Natalie's ears? But if you're going to rape a hooker, okay, you know,
male or female.
I shouldn't say this. Let me rephrase that. If you're going to rape, you're going to likely rape a hooker.
I don't know if that's true. I mean, if you looked up rapists, I bet
you're
a lot
saying
of them
in the past, because the whole thing was criminalized, so they're less likely to.
Well, I think that,
the
hookers.
Maybe that's why this is.
She's
this
probably
law.
Not going to tell on you for.
Maybe that's why they created Lewis's Law.
Right.
They're going to call it Lewis's Law.
Hello, officer, I need to report. Theft?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but it's like, I think about it. I bet you every prostitute, this is going to sound really horrible.
Yeah, I know what you mean, though.
But I bet you they've all been fucking.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like,
it's
notorious.
A bad, you know, it's.
And they are afraid to call the cops. They're afraid to contact the authorities because they're doing
it's
some
a tough job.
Shit.
Like, it's legit. Like, this.
It's not.
Yeah,
all,
you got out
it's
of
not,
it.
Yeah, I got out of the game.
It's not all glamour like it seems.
Yeah, that's not good. Plus, you're.
It's like the female equivalent of like working in a like a oil rig.
Yeah.
You know? It's like, because it's like a brutal
Alaska
job.
Craft make, fisherman.
Well,
yeah.
So, yeah, Alaska, you know, they make tons of money, but it's a brutal job.
Yeah.
And some dangerous. Of them don't make tons of money.
Yeah, some of them don't make tons. Super dangerous.
That's what
it's
the
like
third season of Deadliest Catch is about.
Yeah.
It's about street hookers.
catching herpes.
Yeah.
Deadliest Snatch.
Yeah, we need more female representation on Deadliest Catch.
Vodka, let's see. 88% have been physically threatened while in prostitution. 83% have been physically threatened with a weapon. 68% reported have been raped since entering prostitution. Yeah, dog.
Is that, but I bet you a lot of those is by their pimp. You know what I mean?
No, I bet you Johns are just.
Well, that's very possible, but I bet you. A
I bet
good
you Johns are just taking that shit left and right. You know? Well,
why would you do that?
But that's why. They're
why?
Pimps.
What's the. Oh, because you, like,
right,
you just wanted to rape.
Fuck the girl.
And you just don't pay
well,
her.
I'm sure this.
I mean, if you don't pay her, then you raped her.
In that 68%, that I bet you they count that, right? In that 68%, like you fuck her, then you're like, give me that money back.
And then does that count?
Does that count as rape?
It says 46% of the rapes happen or by their customers. So we don't know if it was paid
or not. So 54% are not?
I bet you that most of those rapes are times where customers either refuse to pay or stole their money back.
Yeah, or just show up and be like, he's like, how can you have your money? And they're like, no. And then
no, I'll give you something.
Yeah, you know, yeah, is that holding them down, like, you know, they're kicking and screaming, or is this,
I feel like a prostitute wouldn't kick and scream, they'd be like, just...
get this over with.
They'd punch in.
Yeah, it's like the equivalent of, like, when you're working on, like, an oil rig, and then it just starts shooting the air, and you go, huh,
yeah,
brother,
here we go.
Here we go.
I'm gonna die.
Fuck. But you're right. Make the whole thing legal and put the, you know.
But it's true. It's a safer way to be.
Put them in a Walmart.
Because if this girl's now attacked or hurt or threatened with fucking being kidnapped or held in, she can go to the authorities and say, yeah, I'm just doing my.
Not only that, if it's legal, then they can have a bouncer. Well, she can't.
For what it sounds like, she can.
No, they can't have a bouncer at the brothel because fucking it's illegal to be a bouncer at the brothel.
But I guess saying if everything was legal, that ideally it would be a brothel.
It's just like in Amsterdam. It's a fucking business.
And a bouncer.
Yeah, no one's getting like beat up at a strip club because you get your fucking ass kicked if you touch the, you know.
Murdered. Yeah. I don't know.
Amsterdam ruled when I went.
Yeah.
I went when I was 21 years old.
Amsterdam's great.
My mom died while I was there. I regret nothing. Oh. I regret nothing.
Did you do the whole fixings? You did all the stuff?
Yeah.
Saw the girls in the window and picked one, all that shit?
Picked three.
Got the price. Only took one.
$50. You know, €50 sucking fuck. Are you crazy? It was nuts back in the day.
I think they moved the red light district, actually.
Where'd they move it?
Well, you know where, because I was there
Chelsea.
A couple years ago, and they're like, all the people who live around there are like sick of like that area becoming just like degenerate, and so they're just like moving it out.
They're moving it further away from the tourist area.
Yeah, it's the red light like district is essentially going to be gone on not in a touristy like downtown.
Amsterdam, when I went to Amsterdam, it was so, I mean, I was 22 years old. However, I was very young, and it was like, you got to understand, because I went from, I remember coming back to New York and smoking my first blunt in a stairwell. And we are still not that far removed from walking down the street smoking weed feels like a crime. It still does feel like a crime. Like you feel
it's literally not been a crime for a month.
I know, but it's been a couple years now, I feel like, where if I was smoking a joint outside of a comedy club, I don't really feel like I'm going to get in any trouble. Uh-huh. Like, it's been a couple years.
Yeah.
It's literally been legal for a month. But 20 years ago or 18, 16 years ago, whatever it was, when I went to Amsterdam, I mean, we would fucking roll a blunt in a stairwell in New York City and fucking smoking on a rooftop. I'd been arrested, you know, at that point, a half a dozen times for smoking weed on the street. It felt like a real crime, and it blew my fucking mind. When I went to Amsterdam to go into a coffee shop, I just said, the first legal place I can buy weed, I'm buying weed. And we ended up like idiots. We didn't know how to travel at the time. So I stayed in Utrecht, which is like a city. It's a suburb of Amsterdam.
Okay.
So we had to take a train into Amsterdam, which is stupid. But regardless, we got off the train. I saw this one little fucking Rastafarian weed shop, and you just smelled it in the air. And I mean, just being a pothead who had just been arrested on the street and like coming from New York, like it blew my fucking mind. I took mushrooms and I sat next to a cop, and I was like, dude, like, and he was like, yeah, I know. No, you don't know though. I was just such a fucking American kid in this place. And we had the best time.
How many people you go with?
It was me, my buddy Gene Kelly, my buddy Dan Doherty.
Boys trip,
and our buddy Jake, who brought his girlfriend.
Not boys trip.
We hated Jake.
That's nuts.
We did not like, dude, he put us, he was the only one.
Would she not let him go kind of thing?
No, she just, of course he just brought his chick. He was just this little fucking Jewy.
Yeah, he pulled a fucking Midsommar. Kid. Fucked the whole trip up.
Yeah, dude. And he put his credit card down on the rooms. And the last night, we're like, dude, fuck Jake. We just ordered room service on his card for everybody. Yeah. And
did you have to kind of watch what you're saying when you're coming back talking about all the prostitutes? Did you have to?
Yo, I just got a €50 set.
Yeah.
Hey, Jake.
Succulent dinner.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck you, Jake.
I just fucked a dude. Fuck it, Jake.
Yeah, but that was like the
I just got a job at this fucking red light district. Like, they're paying $50 an hour.
All I had to do was suck and fuck some guys. I made €200. Yeah, it's just such a crazy time. It's going to be lost on future generations because weed's like legal everywhere now. And like, it's just like, it was such a fucking, it was a criminal act. And going to Amsterdam, it was so freeing. It was a bizarre thing to see. It was so extreme to be like, oh, this is not criminal. I'm just smoking a little weed and just fucking
Same
a little hooker pussy. None of this is like,
yeah.
You don't have to hide anything. You're just like doing what you want to do.
Yeah. I remember when we were in college in Canada. There was like, I don't know if you remember this, but it was for like a month weed became legal because there was this weird like something with the law and this constitutional thing where they're like currently weed is not illegal. And then everybody was like, all of a sudden you're like, oh my God, weed's like totally legal in Canada, but it was like a month, and then they kind of like sewed up some loophole, and they're like, okay, it's back to being and you're like, this is sick, and then it was just illegal again.
I wonder if divorce is lower in Amsterdam because the dudes can fuck prostitutes easier.
Yeah, maybe smoke weed and fuck prostitutes.
Yeah, I wonder
it's
if
a good time. It was a cool town, man. It was just a fun. It was a really fun city. The whole time we just had a fucking blast.
Yeah, so that's the whole thing.
But like, I don't know. Like, at 40 years old, I don't smoke. It's not like fun like that. Like, I'm not like, even now, like when I go to California, the first time I went to like a legal weed shop in California, I was like, whoa, dude, it's like a store. This is TV. It's like, now I'm like, all right, what's on sale? Give me that. Yeah. I gotta go. Yeah. Get the fuck out of here.
Like, well, yeah, I saw you before we started. You're like doing a bowl or doing the bong by yourself in the corner. It's just like, yeah, it's not as exhilarating.
This is part of the fun routine. Thing. This is,
you're just at work.
It's sad more than anything. I'm 9 a.m. and I'm getting high. It's not good. It's a terrible sound for the morning. But it's like, like a weed vacation. Even the first time I went to Jamaica, it's like one of the reasons why I fell in love with Jamaica. Now I still love Jamaica and I go every year, but one of the reasons I fell in love was because it was like this, like weed culture was built into the atmosphere and the vacation. You're like, oh dude, I can smoke Jamaican weed and listen to Rasta music.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's just not important to me anymore, but I still, like, I would love to go back to Amsterdam, even though I can smoke weed and fuck a hooker if I want to. It's not, you know, that's not something that's crazy. It would still have sort of like a nostalgic thing, and it's just sort of like cool, and I still have like a special place in my heart for Amsterdam. I would love to go back to Amsterdam.
It's sick. Yeah, I was there.
I'd have to drink though. If I went to Amsterdam, for sure.
You're not drinking at all right now?
No, I drank in Jamaica just because I was there and it was vacation with the family, but I haven't drank since December.
Nice.
December 7th.
Why?
Because I find myself drinking every night.
It's got to be good for your working out.
I don't like it. Like, I don't. It's not like I'm like, oh, I need a drink right now. I just do it because why not just consume something else that'll get me out of my normal headspace? So I'll have a bottle of whiskey at home, and I'm like, I'm drinking like 4 or 5 glasses of whiskey a night, and I'm going like, I don't love it. I'm not like, oh, I love this feeling. Uh-huh. If I didn't have it, I don't crave it. Like weed, if I don't have it, I'm stopping what we're doing.
Yeah, an addiction. As you may.
Right. So the alcohol, I was just going like, I'm probably destroying my liver, probably destroying my body.
Yeah. And you're obviously like working out a lot. So it's, yeah. It's not,
it doesn't. Yeah. And honestly, I started losing weight once I started stop drinking as well. So
it'd be a good time. That's the number one killer, dude. You have, how many comics just drink a loaf of bread every night?
Yeah. It's crazy.
I drink an actual loaf of bread.
Liquefies it. Puts it in the ninja, in the bullet.
It's my warm glass of milk.
Heavy cream and a baguette, just fucking blend that up.
Yeah, dude, I love it. Also, I'll say we're gonna be announcing very soon. I don't know if he announced it yet, but Jason Ellis, we have a date for this fight. Oh, we have a fucking date.
Who are you fighting?
It's Jason Ellis.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't
that? Oh, you did that once, right?
We went and we did the island.
Yeah, the island where Harrington fought the dude on the.
Yes, but we did a blindfold fight. Me and Ellis were in it, and I got knocked off the platform technically by him, but he didn't touch me. But we were blindfolded. We're fighting a full fledged MMA fight, and we have a date for it. We're going to be announcing very soon, but it's about to get crazy.
Was the first one boxing?
Yeah, we're just boxing.
Can you announce where?
Vegas.
You're doing it in Vegas?
We're doing it in Vegas. We're doing it, in front of a few thousand people. We got to wait.
Are you the main fight?
Yeah, main event.
That's fine.
I'm going to fuck up Jason L.
Is Zach going to do Don King hair?
Zach's going to walk me out.
Yeah, I'm
very excited about that. So look out.
Only in America could the Puerto Rican son of a prostitute
have the little flags.
Yeah, no, we're gonna fucking throw down in Vegas. I can't wait. So things are about to get very, very real for me. We got to wrap this one up. This has been a fucking fun show. You guys kill it every time. I really love having you guys on the show.
I love being here.
Always fun. Ryan Log.
Tonight will be cool too.
Yeah, tonight will be a blast. If you guys are in the New York area, come out, support some live
comedy. And
you're
downstairs. The downstairs there is way better.
Oh, yeah, of course. Look, thank you guys very much for watching. We'll be back on Wednesday. Who's on Shannon Wednesday?
Monroe Martin and Brett Raybould.
Brett Monroe. Great show planned. So we'll see you then. Peace. Bye.
That's all, folks.
Before we get out of here, I want to tell you to take a moment and go check out one of the great shows on the network, The Josta Show. Jamie Josta, the lead singer of Hatebreed, and Josta every single week comes to you a couple times with interviews from rock stars, heavy metal stars, comedians, really everybody. I love Jamie. I love the work that he does. He's been a part of the network for a very, very long time. And if you guys have not heard The Josta Show, you are missing out. Without further ado, check out this clip from The Josta Show.
I had a great time hanging out with Jimmy Bauer once when I met him, and we got fucking handcuffed and sat on a curb outside of a bar together. That was great.
Why?
He was like talking to some girl. He came to an Eaton show. I've never met him, by the way. He's like in the back room, just like being Jimmy Bauerish. He's like, let's go to a bar. Me and you, let's fuck go to a bar. I'm like, okay, I'm not gonna miss the opportunity to go to a bar, Jimmy Bauer. So we walk to this bar like near the venue. He gets fucking hammered, starts hitting on a girl. The girl's boyfriend like kind of steps in. Jimmy Bauer says something to her, like super offensive. She slaps him, his fake teeth come out, and she fucking steps on him. So he like goes fucking full like raging mad and starts just like pushing the boyfriend and like just screaming. And so they called the cops, and me and Jimmy Bauer got handcuffed and sat outside, and then they just let us go. But I never saw him again either.
Oh my God. That's incredible.